It's happening in the College Station School District. Chuck Glenwinkle visiting this afternoon, and I keep saying this, it's hard to believe we're almost done with the school year.
Yeah, exactly right. It was probably, almost 9 months ago when we were talking about starting up the school year, and man, it really flies by. And yeah, we've got 3 weeks of school left, and everybody's still working hard and pushing those last 3 weeks, trying to get things wrapped up and get about 750 kids graduated here in the next couple weeks.
Any observations from out in the schools how testing went this year?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We obviously never know, but we feel confident. As a school district, our main goal is not to teach to the test, I guess. And we feel like our curriculum and our instruction is good enough that when our students take the test, they're going to perform well on them, even though that's not our focus throughout the year.
Well, most of that is, I think, behind everybody now. So let's let's also do some reviewing first. I know there's been some accolades, and I know there's some other events and reminders that we need to tell folks in CSISD about.
Yeah, I guess one of the main things I wanted to talk about today was just to make people aware that although we're still in the 2012-13 school year, we are starting to make preparations for the 13-14 school year. And one of those things that is open now is kindergarten registration. It opened last Friday, and it will be ongoing all the way up until, till school starts, and even after that, if you don't get it done by then. But it really does help us out planning-wise if we can get a vast majority of the kindergartners registered by the time school starts next fall. And like I said, it's open now. What you need to do is you need to go to the campus that you're zoned to. If you've got a child that is 5 on or before September 1st of 2013, that's this coming September 1st, if your child is 5 on or before that date, they are eligible to register for kindergarten. There's a big misconception out there that there's like a 5-day grace period or something, but there's not. It's September 1st is the day legally. So go to the school that you're zoned to. If you don't know what school you're zoned to, you can just go to CSISD.org and search in the top right-hand corner for attendance zones, and those maps will pop right up. The things you'll need to bring when you register is proof of residency, and this could be in the form of a utility bill or a lease agreement or anything that proves your address inside the College Station Independent School District. You're going to need a birth certificate or a passport for your child. You're going to need a Social Security card for your child, and you're also going to need to bring your child's immunization record when you register. There's lots of paperwork to fill out, and we need to get those documents from you in order to register for kindergarten. But again, it is important for us in planning purposes to get as many of those kindergartners registered as possible as soon as possible.
So many things really rely on having as accurate of a head count as possible.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, especially when you're looking at the elementary level, staffing is a big issue because state law mandates that you cannot have higher than or more than 22 kids in an elementary school classroom. And so it's just good to know how many kids you got coming in for kindergarten so you know the amount of staff that you need to start the school year.
Again, CSISD.org, the website to get you started. What else can we talk about in a couple of minutes?
Well, I'll tell you, a couple of exciting things going on with our Education Foundation right now. The BCS Marathon has decided to partner with both the foundations for College Station ISD and Bryan ISD. And each foundation, through proceeds from the marathon, could receive up to $12,500 following the race coming up on December 8th, 2013. So we're excited about that. Another thing that the foundation has going on, tomorrow night is their annual Hall of Fame banquet where 50 graduating seniors select their favorite educator, whether it be their kindergarten teacher, their seventh grade basketball coach, their after school club coach, whatever, and they write an essay about them, and they invite them to this banquet and honor their favorite educator. It's a great night. That's tomorrow night at Pebble Creek Country Club. It's not open to the public, but nonetheless, it is a great event and something that we like to tell people that we do.
What a great rewarding event.
Yeah, absolutely, and the teachers love it. It's not just honoring the high school school teachers. It's honoring teachers all throughout the system. Some students select their favorite principal or assistant principal. In the past, students have selected a bus driver or even a person who works in the cafeteria that has made an impact in their life. So it really is a neat event. It affects all aspects of the school district, and it's a good time.
All right, what else?
We have a survey on our website right now. It deals with child nutrition. And if you go to, again, CSISD.org and look in the news and announcements section, there's a link to a couple surveys. And they're like I said, they're for our child nutrition department. And they'll use this information to help develop menus and gauge their performance as far as customer service and stuff like that goes.
I vote for pizza and not Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, it asks questions about food quality and the quality of their service and, you know, why you do or don't eat in the cafeteria and things like that. So it really helps our child nutrition department develop the things that they are planning for next school year.
All right. Anything else?
May 21st, next board workshop and meeting. A couple good agenda items in the workshop, especially more talk, still preliminary talk about the 13-14 budget. You know, we're still kind of on hold on a lot of things as far as our funding goes. So we're just kind of winging it right now, but we've got some decent estimates that we'll be able to present. And also we'll have a review and discussion amongst the board in the workshop about the work that the Long Range Educational Planning Committee did. And the Long Range Educational Planning Committee was made up of a bunch of community members and parents, business owners, some folks from that work at the district, and their job was to determine and assess the capital needs for the school district as far as any new buildings, new infrastructure, new technology, school buses, all those sorts of things. And so we'll kind of roll out what the Long Range Educational Planning Committee decided to suggest to the school board.
Not to get the cart before the horse there, but it was projected back when this thing was formed that there's a possibility of a bond issue coming up this November. And again, that just kind of goes
right
on that trail.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a big secret to anyone who follows the school district that they're that the school board most likely, I mean, I can't speak for them, but most likely will probably bring a bond election. We are in need of a ninth elementary school. And all kinds of stuff. I mean, we're growing 350, 400 kids a year. And, you know, with growth comes growth and more buildings and more homes. And
more kindergarten roundups.
Yeah, exactly, more kindergartners. So, that's kind of just the lay of the land in a growing community like College Station.
And a good thing.
Absolutely.
Wonderful thing, in fact. Chuck, appreciate the visit as always.
Thank you.
Chuck Unwinkle, the College Station School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.